William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
A Midsummer Night's Dream must be one of the most enduringly popular of Shakespeare's plays, and it's not difficult to see why. The work blends several kinds of comedy with a powerful atmosphere of magic and mystery and a satisfying set of contrasts between city and country, reason and imagination, love and infatuation. The play dates from 1595-96 and therefore belongs to Shakespeare's early maturity as a dramatist. There is some disagreement about whether A Midsummer Night's Dream was specially written for an aristocratic wedding. No direct evidence for this speculation exists, although the festive and optimistic emphasis at the end, the fairies blessing the bride bed, would certainly be appropriate. One senses, too, a celebratory delight in the young writer's newfound richness of ideas and mastery of form. And it is interesting to see from what a wide range of sources Shakespeare drew in order to create what is, nevertheless, a highly original work. The sources. The anticipation and completion of Theseus and Hippolyta's wedding, which frames the action, is taken from Chaucer's The Knight's Tale. Puck's origin, on the other hand, owes more to folklore than literature. The mechanicals, or clowns, Bottom, Quince, et al., are clearly caricatured Elizabethan working men, while the story of Pyramus and Thisbe came to Shakespeare through Golding's translation of...